4, HKX, mobile.
TFW mobile.
Zoom, Ken, KO4, HKX here.
Did you stay dry?
For the most part, I did take a shower every now and then.
Been up here.
Hard some, a few times over here.
Stop, didn't hurt my feelings none though.
Much it has rained at your house.
But yeah, not that I needed it to rain to make the grass grow so I can cut it again, right?
Well, you gotta get one more good cutting in.
More like 3 or 4.
You bagging the leaves and raking them.
I buy that little lawnmower shop right there on 290 in Wade Hampton, see if they got a head gasket.
With yours.
Now what was wrong, but I figured it out too late. It sheared the flywheel key. Don't know how it did that, you know, because I wasn't even using it. All I did was engage the blade, and the flywheel key sheared. And that, but I thought it was the head gasket, so I tore it down to there, so now I got to put it back.
Past there, so he's still open. You get there in time.
My house now?
Not at the moment, but it just quit.
I won't get a walk today then through the grass in the field.
Probably a little too wet for that.
What happened today?
Really? Nothing out of the ordinary. From the old man this week?
His results today, so we'll have to find out.
Hospital?
I called him. He said they did the procedure and he gets the results on today. So we'll have to find out. I'll have to text him.
All good news.
It is. I've missed talking to him on the radio.
Ian had to take and get me something to drink right quick.
Yeah, I still got another 35 minutes to go.
Then some.
Get up there and do some camping or something up there.
That sounds like a plan to me. I know this month I'm trying to get together with Bill and Chad over his place, and then I'm going to try to take my general test here in about 2 weeks. So the weekends will be kind of busy this month until toward the end of the month.
In the first week in November. Hey, did you hear from Bill? I know he was supposed to take his test. Surely he passed it.
Yes, he did. He passed. Last night he texted me.
I'm for him.
Excited about it, too.
The time I fired mine up, it was a DX. I got somebody in Canada.
They took the day off and down there playing with it today.
Might be why we didn't catch him on the radio this morning.
Because I hadn't heard nothing out of him today.
From him while he's riding back to the house, right?
Usually he's right around the same time you are heading back. The kid's down there and everybody's not been at work for almost 2 years. They're driving him nuts with all the technical stuff.
And how to do everything, right?
Pretty much do.
Technology keeps changing so fast, you gotta pretty much keep up with it. You step away for a year or two and then you're way behind.
That's for sure. Man, 290 is already backed up out here.
Got past the angles and that, and I don't know, where does it start at when it's backed up like that?
The Sphinx, it'll start thinning out, but it doesn't get real good and clear until up past Sandy Flats.
From like that Greenville Tech campus all the way back there to the Ingles?
Thereabouts, at least that far.
All those houses that they put out there.
No, but you also got all the people that are just commuting back and forth to work. up through here. You know, a lot of them come up out of North Carolina. I see a lot of North Carolina tags heading down here of a morning and of home of the evening.
You at work, I didn't live in North Carolina. KN4GFW.
Well, up in North Carolina, all they want to do is make it a tourist trap. They don't want to run all the industry out of the place.
And they did that.
Right there where I live now in Transylvania County, we used to have three decent-sized plants. DuPont, Olin, or Glatfelter, or Acosta, whatever you wanted to call it. And then Coach of America up in Rosman. Now they're pretty much all gone. DuPont's gone, Olin's gone, and Coach of America is now sold out to Celsius, and it's just a third of what it was.
GFW, everybody sold out, went to another country, now trying to ship it all back, right?
With DuPont, Agfa bought us. They bought it just strictly for the market shares and some of the technology that DuPont had in making X-ray films and the new digital film that they were come up with at that time. So they bought it for that and then shut it down and took the equipment and moved it to Germany.
An article today is 500,000 containers off this coast of California waiting to be unloaded. And then they were showing all the big companies like Costco and Walmart and that they chartered their own freighters. They chartered those things for several years at $1 million to $2 million a month.
We're good if we can't get them unloaded.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where the benefit was, but I guess the benefit is that, you know, while it's going to take you a while to get unloaded, you know, everything on the boat would be yours, where now everybody's, you know, you can get, you know, five or six containers on the ship, and then you got to wait for the next one to get five or six, and it's probably just getting them behind.
They're moving such large volumes of freight, it benefits them to go ahead and to lease those out or book them, whatever you want to call it.
Saying from port to port, from export to import, the container costs $10,000.
It costs $2,000.
About that.
500,000 sitting off the west coast out there. Imagine how many are sitting around the world waiting to be unloaded or loaded.
Even imagine it. It said that on the Washington State port was up like 40 something percent, and on the East Coast, most of them were up like 35 to 37 percent.
Volume of buying's up. Everybody's buying way more than what they were, and then you're having problems transporting it. So, I mean, you're just asking for a problem, and then there's shortage of labor and shortage of the ability to actually offload it mechanically is a problem. So, I mean, it's just everywhere there's a problem.
He's blaming it on everybody else.
Can wait.
Now, Wes was saying it's so disorganized there that, you know, you're just waiting for forever for a load and they just go somewhere else.
Passed some kind of restriction or law, I hadn't got the whole detail on it, where if you're leased, you can't come into California. You've got to have all certain kind of regulation now. They've changed it.
California, just a different country.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Come out of the Union and pick up Puerto Rico, what do you think?
I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that does.
They just make like a big Panama Canal from like California through some of the western states all the way to the middle there, you know what I mean? And then that way everybody could have plenty of water and you can get the stuff inland better. What do you think?
Yeah, way of doing that, you know. It was, and that's these little tracks that are running around here on the road or on the sides of the road, and, you know, called railways. We had the ability to do that, and now we don't use it.
He passed the train, and it was loaded down with containers.
Waking up and realizing, hey, that was a good means of moving product from coast to coast.
From hitting somebody on the track.
And the truck driver's having wrecks on the road.
Yeah, you're right about that. KN4TFW.
Mike or Andrew or Tim, any of them this week?
That's
how they were all doing.
Thanks to everybody when they get home to keep up with, since nobody's on the radio anymore, it seems like.
Seems like me and you out of the group.
We get back like it used to be.
Off tonight, or are you on your own tonight?
Right, I think she's just working days the rest of this week. I think she's off on Sunday, but then she's gotta manage Saturday day.
It'll go smooth for her. There won't be any problems.
In public, it's really hard sometimes.
I'll agree to that one.
They go in there, every time they leave, they complain about something. And it's like, why do you even bother coming back if you're going to complain every time you leave?
You get caught up on the negatives sometimes. But man, I tell you, some people just, that's all you hear from them. And cause we all get negative at one point in time somewhere. But some people, I've never heard them say anything good or be happy about anything.
A lot of good customers, they come in there all the time, you know what I mean, and treat people like people and with respect and that. But then there's some, like you said, it just, and I ain't saying, you know what I mean, I've had bad service and let them know before. So, I mean, you know, but nowadays, you know, with the, you know, they complain about the prices going up and that, and it's like, man, have you just not looked around? You gotta understand what's going on.
For HKX, I think most of them look around and they know what's going on because it affects what they're doing to their job. You know, can't get parts, can't get this until it comes to what they want, and then that's when they get mad about it. That's, at least that's what I deal with. And you know, I'm getting the same stuff a lot of times, and guys just get mad about it because I can't get it, or the prices have gone up. Well, are y'all not dealing with the exact same issue?
You're not having to deal with it there.
I got there on 85 today.
At 85, I'm all the way now on Wade Hampton, coming up on that new car lot, that new Hyundai car lot.
That?
That's a building right next to the Toyota.
From there in that field where there was nothing else between Toyota and that other, what was it, Gilstrap place that used to be there?
It'd be what, just north of the Toyota place, and that. But I guess there's a Hyundai down here on the left. So I guess they're just going to be switching.
Oh.
So small, it always looks full. It might not be a bad thing.
Well, if you look at it, there's very few Hyundais in there, though.
That close at it.
There once a week, so I kind of pay attention to it.
Honda placed a couple of, I don't know, it's probably been a month or so now, but they had an S2000 in there in the showroom. It was an older one. They don't make them anymore. Did you ever get to drive one of those?
Oh, yes. That's a fun little car to drive.
We had two of them.
I didn't like getting up out of it with my problem.
Hello. Oh, man, this truck's loaded down in the darn front left wheels at about a 15-degree angle. That ain't going to be good.
the pooch with you when you go on your trip up to your daughter's? Your dog, your pooch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we usually take him when we go up there. Because she gets along good with the daughter's dog. When we get back, I think we're going to go to my mother-in-law's in Raleigh and that, but I'll probably find a house sitter to watch her.
How you done that? If you took her with you, if you had somebody come by or what?
Into Michigan, we left her at the neighbor's house because she gets along good with their dogs. A young lady came and house sat, and that just stayed at the house while we were gone, and that worked out good.
You can find somebody that'll do that for you.
Just with, you know, finding a young person like that doing it, it's like when you're over there at our house and that, and it's just you and the dog, it's pretty quiet. They're not used to all that. It's like when my sister, sometimes she stays there and dog sits for me, and it's like, man, it's just so quiet over here. Just about don't like it.
I'm connected anymore. Most people can't deal with not having communication or noise in the background or something going on.
Two deer in the backyard the other day.
To go get your hunting license, that way you can take care of that.
Until it got really bad and I really, really needed it first. And then it was funny, I let the dog out, she walked out on the porch, was looking around, and then I noticed that the deer were out there, but she hadn't noticed them, and then she jumped up on the bench and saw them, and then she just sit there and watched them until they left, and then she went out there. Over there at the Jeep place. There in Greer, it seems like they always got a bunch of vehicles for some reason.
Yep, I'll be in there tomorrow. That's my day out there.
There's gladiators, but not a lot of the one like my wife has.
Gladiators have taken off since they come out with them.
Boy, they're really proud of them.
But it's amazing what anything costs anymore. Diesel went up this week 10 cents already.
Bill out in California, that ain't going to help the price of anything.
Cut that pipeline down. Go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm heading up the mountain. I'll lose you here shortly. Good talking to you this afternoon. Be careful the rest of the way into the house, and have a good evening with Susan. Tell her to say hello. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Yeah, I just turned on the 290, so I'm not far out. But you have a good one. Drive careful in the rain up there. Tell Elise we said hey, and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.